Offside.
Suše, poplave in migracije. V avgustu bomo za razliko od ustaljenega režima offsajdov, ki pokrivajo dogodek dneva, vsak teden obdelali eno od izbranih tem. Prvi teden 8. meseca v letu bomo tako od ponedeljka do četrtka ob 17. na valovih Radija Študent pokrivali problematiko okoljskih beguncov oziroma okoljskih migrantov. Včerajšnji offside, ki ga lahko najdete na naši spletni strani, nam je osvetlil mednarodno pravno ureditev tega področja, danes pa bomo pogledali na že obstoječe procese migracij ter posledic globalnega segrevanja. Okoljski begunci so v nekaterih delih sveta že nekaj časa realnost. Glede na to, da definicija okoljskega begunca ni jasno določena, lahko v njihovem številu govorimo le o grobih ocenah Visokega komisarijata Združenih narodov za begunce, ki ugiba, da bo do leta 2050 število doseglo približno 200 milijonov. Bangladeš spada med države, ki so se znašle najbolj na udaru klimatskih sprememb. Naraščajoča morska gladina, taljenje himalajskih ledenikov in vse močnejši ter pogostejši cikloni nosijo resne posledice za gosto naseljeno državo, kjer polovica 160 milijonskega in hitro rastočega prebivalstva živi v revščini, to je z manj kot 1,25 dolarja na dan. Kar 30% površja, večinoma kmetijskih površin, je ogroženega pred rastočo gladino Indijskega oceana, zaradi česar potekajo migracije iz podeželja v mest, nekateri pa poskušajo tudi zapustiti državo, kar vodi v porast ilegalnih migracij. Pojasnjuje Mostafa Nasser z Univerze Edith Cowan v avstralskem Perthu.
People wish to move to other areas, to other countries, but because of strict borders they can't move. And also some there traditionally some people by trawler fishing trawler they move to Malaysia and from Malaysia they go to other places, even sometimes in European countries, they go to Greece via very inhuman process. Yeah, that will continue. But they, comparing to the total population, they are very few in numbers. Because, first of all, my observation is most of the people will try to move to other places, but it's not very easy to move other areas because it needs resources, including education, money, and also networks. And most of the people don't have these things. So that's why most of the people will be displaced internally within the country. And that's the matter of concern that the Bangladesh, the small areas, we don't have sufficient place to accommodate this large number of displaced people.
Klimatske spremembe sabo prinašajo tudi zdravstvene skrbi. Ob močnejših ciklonih se ljudje na podeželju večkrat znajdejo brez strehe nad glavo in ustrezne pitne vode, kar vodi k izbruhom bolezni. Težave, s katerimi se spopadajo razseljeni, prek svoje izkušnje s Filipinov opiše Joe Lowry iz Mednarodne organizacije za migracijo, krajše IOM.
When people move, as I said, they move to the most dangerous areas, and then those dangerous areas get hit by another climate event, be it a flood or a storm, and they have no choice but to move on again. And each time they go to more and more dangerous locale, because they're running out of places to go. Or after a disaster hits, they may temporarily go somewhere else and hope to get back to their land. They may come back and find somebody else has occupied their land. They had no title to it in the first place, so they've become effectively homeless. They have to go looking somewhere else. And of course, yes, they don't have an entitlement to services such as education or healthcare, because they're not registered as living anywhere. So it's very difficult for them to access services. And you know, I saw this in the Philippines after Typhoon Haiyan, where children who were being born weren't getting the vaccination that they needed.
V afriškem Sahelu se medtem soočajo s pomankanjem padavin in dezertifikacijo, a posledice globalnega segrevanja za populacijo so podobne. Hitro rastoče revno prebivalstvo in pomankanje kvalitetne zemlje za obdelavo vodi v migracije, te pa v konflikte. Pojasni Barbara Bendandi iz Sekretarijata Združenih narodov za konvencijo boja proti dezertifikaciji.
The new migrant pattern meet with the traditional nomadic pastoralist road, and there are conflict between land users. So there are the new settlement of people that were before farmers. Sometimes they settle in this traditional nomadic routes, and we have land, we have tension over land use in different areas of the Sahel, for example, Chad, for example, Niger as well, some parts of northern Senegal and Mali.
Sahel je pas na južnem robu Sahare, ki zaradi specifične pozicije leži na območju nekonsistentnega padavinskega režima, kar večkrat lahko pomeni daljša obdobja hudih suš, ki silijo vselitve na obale Gvinejskega zaliva ali pa prek Sahare in Libije do Evrope. Dodatne skrbi svetovnim vladam povzroča radikalizacija, do katere prihaja v območjih, ki trpijo za posledicami globalnega segrevanja.
We have seen that most of the people that are enrolled in Boko Haram, for example, in Nigeria, come from the north of Nigeria, which is one of the driest area in the Sahel. And that's why we argue that the environmental problems of today will be the political problem of tomorrow. Because if people do not have enough for living, then they have to follow their the first opportunity, to take the first opportunity that they find on their way. And sometimes they are good target for extremist group.
Razni okoljski sporazumi proti segrevanju ozračja in za zajezitev dvigovanja morske gladine prihajajo prepozno za številne nizko ležeče otoke v Pacifiku, ki se soočajo z realnostjo depopulacije in izgube skoraj celotnega površja. Republika Kiribati naj bi bila prva, ki jo bo zalilo morje, česar se dobro zaveda tamkajšnja vlada. Silja Klep z Univerze v Bremnu, ki se ukvarja z otoškimi državami v Tihem oceanu.
Adaptation measures are very concrete and very also quite big in Kiribati, and Kiribati was also quite successful to gain quite a lot of adaptation money in these years because it's one of the first victims of climate change, and it also did not contribute a lot to climate change. So here we also have the question of climate justice. So with these international cooperation funds, Kiribati is on the one hand building seawalls, is building infrastructures that protect the land. It is also fortifying, for example, its road and also other infrastructure. And on the other hand, we have a lot of social programs that should make the people less vulnerable.
Da grožnje pred izgubo zemlje ne vodijo nujno v spore, pove Klep.
What we can observe right now in the Pacific is that actually in times of climate change, or now even more, the countries are talking about Pacific solidarity, and they are strengthening their identity as small island states, and they're trying to rebuild old connections and trying to overcome some borders that we have right now.
Izguba površja in populacija zaradi klimatskih sprememb bi lahko pomenila tudi izgubo lokalnih kultur. Da temu vendarle ne bi bilo tako, vlada deluje proaktivno.
We have different options right now that are talked about. The whole strategy that they are developing in Kiribati is called Migrate with Dignity. And on the one hand, it consists of community relocation, also in order to protect cultural aspects of the of the Kiribati life, so that they're also very concerned that their whole culture will disappear. So community relocation could be a good option. And in this regard, they are already in negotiations with the government of Fiji. And they have also bought a big piece of land in Fiji where, like, mid-term to long-term, there could also be the potential to move there or to relocate some communities to this piece of land in Fiji. That's one option. And the other, on the other hand, we talk about individual migration and also labor migration programs. And here, of course, also the Western countries and especially Australia and New Zealand in the region could be destination countries.
Offsite je pripravil Anton.